Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode of the Dreamer's Path, we're going to explore gently aligning with and embodying our purpose. For me, January is so often the month of New Year's resolutions, of setting intentions, of New Year, New You. It's the month of reconnecting with our purpose, the reason why we're here, the thing we're born to do, the message we are meant to share. So often, the Januaries of my past have been a time of relentless pursuit of goals. Exercise more, eat more fruit, write that book. But in recent years, I've dropped this sense of hard striving and replaced it instead with a slow, gentle, easy sense of connecting with my purpose. And the irony is, since I've chosen to live like this, to actively slow down, I've become more productive and more successful. Tapping into values, purpose, and intention, and deciding to make conscious choices that align with who we are, connects us directly to flow, and life feels, a lot of the time, just that little bit easier. Paradoxically, I believe that the purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. What do you believe your purpose is? Mine is to hopefully create beauty and to uplift and awaken wonder, empowering people through my writing. Sometimes we may feel disconnected from our purpose. We either feel that we don't know what it is, or we feel that we aren't living it. To that, I suggest following your natural curiosity and excitement. These powerful feelings are signposts to our purpose. If we feel that we're not in alignment with our purpose at all, we need to go gently on ourselves. In life, I truly believe that no time is ever wasted. Everything and everyone, every single experience we have, can be a teacher, and we are constantly learning, which will all feed into our purpose, even if it's simply teaching us the lesson that, okay, this isn't my purpose. We can turn our experiences, whenever we're feeling out of alignment, into preparation for fully embodying our purpose. Living our purpose is, in so many ways, about living a life of service. You may not see your purpose as service, especially if you're a creative, but if you're an artist, you are serving and helping people through the beauty of your artistic creations. Picasso once said, "The purpose of art is washing the dust of daily life off our souls." And for artists, writers, and creatives, the purpose of our art and our creations is often in some way to wash the dust of daily life off our soul and the person who interacts with it. Everyone's purpose is uniquely different. But our purpose is ultimately, I believe, to help each other and to lift each other up. And when we live on purpose and believe in our purpose, we generate and release a lot of energy that fuels us and drives us forward. When we talk about achieving our purpose, this can sound very goals-based, very results-based. And I prefer to think of it as living our purpose, as this feels very different, more like a journey than a destination. And this is what living my purpose means to me. Knowing my values, knowing my purpose, knowing my intention, and gently trying, wherever possible, to make decisions that align with them, brings a sense of peace into my purpose, helping me let go of any attempt to push and pull and struggle that can sometimes occur whenever we try to live our purpose. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.